Now to a poll that explores what sick people in America think of their health care and the cost of care. NPR, along with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and Harvard, surveyed 1,500 people across the country. About a quarter of them self-identified as sick. And the report found that those sick people have a more negative view of the cost and quality of health care than people who are not sick. Among the sick, 3 out of 4 said costs are, quote, a very serious problem, and nearly half said the quality of care is a very serious problem. For more on the study, we're joined in the studio by its author, Robert Blendon, professor of health policy and political analysis at Harvard School of Public Health. Hi there, Robert.
Pleasure to be here.
So first of all, what's the significance of focusing on the views of sick people in particular?
First is because they have real experience. You get views of people who are actually living with health care as it's provided, rather than many of us who haven't been ill giving views that are just very removed from what might go on. And secondly, they are more worried about these problems in this country. And so it gives a chance for them to have voice.
And what's the definition of sick? Obviously, these people self-identified. So what does that really mean?
So we asked people if they had a serious illness, medical condition, injury, or disability that led them to have a lot of medical care, and that's over the last year, or hospitalized.
So let's talk a little bit about the quality of care, because the survey asked a lot of questions about people's perception of, you know, their doctors, the tests, everything. What stood out for you in those findings?
Well, about half people were very satisfied with what they received, but for the other half, the issues that emerged are people who thought their care wasn't well managed as a whole were concerned that the communication between physicians and nurses and themselves really didn't work out very well. And a share of people, and they are not the largest, were really concerned that their diagnosis was not correct or they got the wrong test or treatment and something had gone wrong. And so what you have is half of people were very satisfied, and the other had very real problems about the care they got. I mean, that's the principal concerns that people who just lived through a year of illness reported to us.
And then on the issue of the cost of care, I want you to help sort of explain something. We've got here in the study that 73% of sick Americans said health care costs are a very serious problem. And yet among these same people, 63% said that they get a good value for what they pay for when it comes to their health care. And I was wondering if you could help us understand that divide of essentially saying we're all paying too much, but is it worth it? Is it not worth it?
These findings were surprising. You have sort of these conflicting feelings. I think it's too expensive. It's going to be hard for me to afford the impact on my family. At the same time, people think that the charges are reasonable, given I think so many people think most of the care worked out to be very, very good. But it looks like you're worried about the increasing cost of what things are, but you're not as critical about the services that you're getting and even the charges for individual services.
Robert Blendon, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Robert Blendon of Harvard's School of Public Health. He's a lead researcher of the Sick in America poll. You can find the entire survey at npr.org.